This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Boulder and Fort Collins are expected to get 13 inches of snow out of a slow-moving storm that has descended and will last through all day tomorrow. The National Weather Service says Denver could get 5 inches. The San Juan and Central Mountains could also see some snowfall. Officials say be prepared for tomorrow morning's commute because it could be difficult along the Front Range. The Denver Broncos are officially up for sale. CPR's Andrew Villegas reports.
The football team announced Tuesday that they have hired lawyers to manage what will likely be a long and complicated process. The Broncos could fetch $4 billion on the open market, which would be an all-time record for a sports team. But just who would end up owning the Broncos has been in question since longtime owner Pat Bowlen died in 2019. The team says it hopes to have a new owner in place by the beginning of the 2022 season this fall. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
A Boulder man surrendered to police this morning after the University of Colorado and UCLA campuses were both locked down over threats of violence. Police connected the former UCLA employee to an 800-page manifesto that included murder and school shootings. Boulder police alerted residences and evacuated several businesses and an elementary school today while they negotiated with the suspect. No one was harmed, and the suspect could face federal charges. Snow for the Front Range and the mountains tonight. Heavy snow for parts of the northern Front Range. This is CPR News.